There is no other way to say this. A lot of people are not too comfortable talking in public about menstrual cycles. But that topic is getting a lot of attention this week after an ad for a tampon delivery service went online. The ad for HelloFlo has racked up more than 3 million YouTube views since Monday. It's also stirred up a wider conversation about advertising to women and girls. Here's NPR's Elise Hu.
The nearly two-minute commercial sets the scene at a sleepaway summer camp where a preteen gets her period before everyone else.
So I was like the expert. I became the camp gyno. I'm a queen bee,
come get it. Camp gyno, as in gynecologist, dispensing products and advice about periods to other girls.
Listen up, ladies. Menstruation demonstration.
It goes well for her until parents start sending HelloFlo tampon care packages to camp.
How could a camp gyno compete with that?
It has just exploded, taken over the internet.
That's Nama Bloom. She just started the HelloFlo service in March. Two of her friends from the advertising business helped come up with the commercial. Now, because of its internet explosion, she gets as many orders in an hour as she was getting in a month.
We weren't setting out to create this groundbreaking advertising. What we wanted to just do was tell an authentic, true story with a little bit of humor.
That true story is an experience Bloom and so many women know well.
I went to summer camp as a kid, and there was a girl there who knew more than the rest of us about everything, and she was who we all turned to. You know, I've spoken to so many women, and every woman has that person in their life.
The Camp Gyno ad was created on a small budget, but Bloom didn't say how small. She didn't spend any money buying placement for the video either. Since taking off online, the ads won praise for being courageous and hilarious, and some complaints from online commenters calling it tasteless or crude. She says feminine product ads have certainly come a long way.
No one used to watch the old tampon and, you know, pad commercials thinking, oh, this is a falsehood. But when they suddenly see girls talking about tampons and their period and what really happens, it casts a light on the, you know, blue fluid in the pad commercials.
You probably remember those old commercials, which were filled with cheesy euphemisms about protection and hassles, like this one from Australia in the 1980s.
There's the hassle with your face. Oh, no. The hassle with your figure. And every month, that one you don't talk about.
Openly talking about those previously taboo topics is where marketing has shifted.
It's been happening maybe for more than 5 years now, I think.
Ann Diaz is creativity editor for Ad Age magazine.
What's driving a lot of marketing today is the explosion of social media. You know, people are able to converse freely with friends and about brands, and people are able to have a huge platform for expressing their views about everything. So in order for brands or marketers to connect with consumers, they have to talk like real people.
Bloom says that real talk has helped sell her product and start conversations. Moms have reached out to her to say the commercial's leading to talks with their daughters about their bodies.
Whether the parents are aware of it or not, the whole world is moving in this direction of transparency, and advertising is going to follow because it has to follow. Otherwise, it feels like it was created in a different era.
She says advertising for this era means saying things out loud that used to make us squeamish.
Suck it up and deal with it.
Elise Hu, NPR News.